गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रृण्वन्तुतिभिस्सेधसादनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन क्रतितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीं अम्बत्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी सर्वोपनिषदो गावः दुग्धा गोपालनन्दनः पार्थो वत्ससुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् इयं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानवस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
Very good. The Mahabharata war has to go on regardless. Whatever's there has to go on. The show must go on, right? So today, since we're most people aren't here, they were like me. I'm caught in ignorance of the time change. and some people may be holy, but I don't think so much. South India is holy a big thing. Well, not really. It's more in the north, isn't it?
There is, it is.
It is,
there's
it is.
Pockets, I think.
Okay. So, because I know a lot of people have the holy celebration today. Let's chant then the verses we've studied so far, and we can discuss any questions we have in this, instead of covering new ground, so that people that aren't here, they won't miss out, because they couldn't make it. So let's, from verse 11, let's just chant through everything we've studied. 11 till where did we get? We got until number 18. So 11 to 18 we can just chant. And just chant together because not so many people and especially not many here. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Ashochyanan Vashochastvam.
Ashochyanan
Vashochastvam. Prajñāvādāṃśa bhāṣase.
Prajñāvādāṃśa bhāṣase.
Gatāsu na gatāsu ñcca. नानुशोचन्ति पण्डिताः
नानुशोचन्ति पण्डिताः
नत्वेवाहं जातु नासम्
नत्वेवाहं जातु
नासम् न त्वं नेमे जनाधिपाः
न त्वं नेमे जनाधिपाः
न चैव न भविष्यामः
न चैव न भविष्यामः
सर्वे वयमतः परम्
सर्वे वयमतः परम्
देहिनोऽस्मिन् यथा देहे
देहिनोऽस्मिन् यथा देहे
Kaumaram yauvanam jara.
Kaumaram yauvanam jara.
Tatha dehantara praptihi.
Tatha dehantara praptihi.
Dhirastatra namuhyati.
Dhirastatra namuhyati.
Matras parashastu kaunteya.
Matras parashra sanstastu. Matras
parashastu.
Shastu kaunteya.
Shitoshna sukha dukkhadaha.
Shitoshna sukha dukkhadaha.
Agamapayino nityaha.
Agamapayino nityaha.
Tam stitikshasva bharata.
Tam stitikshasva bharata.
Yam hina vyantayam tyete.
Yam hina vyathayam yete.
Purusham purusharshabha.
Purusham purusharshabha.
Samadukha sukham dhiram.
Samadukha sukham dhiram.
Somritatvaya kalpate.
Somritatvaya kalpate.
Nasato vidyate bhavaha.
Nasato vidyate bhavaha.
Na bhavo vidyate sataha.
Na bhavo vidyate sataha.
Ubhayorapi drishtontaha.
Ubhayorapi drishtonta.
Tvanayostattva darshibhihi.
Tvanayostattva darshibhihi.
Avinashitu tadvittihi.
Avinashitu tadvittvi.
Yena sarvamidam tatam.
Yena sarvamidam tatam.
Vinasham avyayasyasya.
Vinasham
yasyasya.
Yasyasya.
Nakashchit kartum arhati.
Nakashchit kartum arhati.
Antavanta ime dehaha.
Antavanta ime dehaha.
Nityasyokta sharirinaha.
Nityasyokta sharirinaha.
Anashino prameyasya.
Anashino prameyasya.
Tasmadyudhyasva bharata.
Tasmadyudhyasva bharata.
Very nice. That's as far as we've gotten. So very interesting. We got up to here. We studied in a few classes so far. So any questions you might have in your mind or clarifications or anything, so we can see what we just said. So you can just anugarati, because there's just a few of us, so we can just discuss today a little. Any questions, any confusions, any clarifications on anything we've looked at so far?
Learning,
okay. Of course. It's for all of us. We're learning for all of us. What about for you? You have many times of good questions.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not revised. Shows that the revision is required.
Okay, let's revise. Let's go through these verses. I'll hold on to my notes too to see some important points like this, because I can say from my head, and I can also look from the commentaries and classes that I've been students. So let's see. So let's just go through. We'll go through what we've done so far. It's a good idea. We'll do a small revision for today. So the first one, Ashochan and Vachochastvam in 11, is what is called Sangrahavakya. Sangrahavakya, it gives the essence in short. The short thing, and then the rest afterwards it'll expand on. Because a lot of the time when somebody starts speaking on something, they'll say the main thing. And then the rest is to explain in detail. And in Upanishad, in this, it's usually given a little more straightforward. They say Shri Krishna gives a little bit more in a twist, not straightforward. So at first, might not be as clear what he's saying. But he's saying, Gatasu na gatasunshcha na shochan na anushochanti panditaha. So he's saying, okay, you're concerned for what's not to be concerned about, right? You're worried what's not to be worried about. And then, so is why is it so? Because, so that just that first half, it seems don't care about anything, being callous is fine like this, right? That's why the whole thing has to be considered. And actually, it's not just this one verse, but in general, because we can take one verse out of Gita, Tasmad Yudhyasva Bharata. Somebody told me this, I think it's Swami Ramsarupananti, that the Chinese army got a lot of Gitas, and because it's saying Tasmad Yudhyasva Bharata, okay, fight. And they just took those parts. So people took anyway. So what happens is some people can take a part out and then interpret accordingly. And actually, it's like people take and make Dvaita philosophy out of it. But some verses, I don't know how they would explain it. Anyway, the human mind can explain anything out of anything. We want to, because if you're good, if you have a debate, right, when they teach somebody to have a debate, they can argue either side. Maybe they even have to come, probably as an exercise for students learning debate. Maybe they know the topic, they study, and then maybe the day before they say, okay, you do this side or that side, right? You can do it like this. So human mind can, and if you're a good debater, it doesn't matter which side you're on. You're good at that, you'll be a well sought after lawyer if you become a lawyer. So you can take something out, but then what is the context and everything's important, because otherwise we can always see this way or that. But in any case, so in this verse, first one, what is the reason? Because we see that everything just comes and goes. Whatever comes, goes. It won't stay there. It doesn't even stay for a moment, right? It seems to, like a wave seems to have a shape there, but it's unstable. So everything in the world is like this too. Every moment it's there and gone. So because of this, we are used to something, and then it's a little different, and then what? Like this. Like one thing that comes to mind a lot is when somebody marries, right? So the mother, the person's mother, after some time is saying, oh, because of the husband or my son-in-law or daughter-in-law, my son or my daughter speaking, actually my son-in-law or daughter-in-law speaking through them, they're speaking differently because they're used to being in a certain way. And anything different, they can, they have to blame the other like this, right? Because the person changes over time, or they're used to the person to be like this, right? And especially, if they're living in the same house, it's different, but they're not living in the same place, so they see them after 6 months or 1 year or something, then, So the thing is, never the same, always changing. So in any case, so in this, we looked in two ways about this. One is the simple worldly wisdom is like that everything changes. And anything that's here now won't be there very soon. And so then, that's just the nature of things. So why to be so worried about like this? That's the nature of the world. You can't help it. Anything that's there now, tomorrow it'll be different. Take whatever you want like this. So in this way. So that's from the worldly perspective. But from the deeper perspective, from Atma's perspective, is that Atma, that all the other things are changing. So whatever is changing is Atma, because Atma is always the same, where she talks about Nitya, Shashwata, I keep saying these things, eternal, unchanging, undecaying, all this. So the problem, the main thing in Vedanta is that we have to see the difference between either conscious being and the upadhis that we started talking about, body mind complex. First, see the difference, understand that. And when we study that, we look at it, then I have to look at myself and see that. Because, yes, there's the body, and the body I'm aware of because I feel it. Yeah. So I'm the one feeling it, I'm constantly there, feeling the body, sometimes there, sometimes not. So which is constant there? Which is essentially me? Same with my mind. Before the mind is busy, now the mind is quiet. Regardless state of mind, I'm the same one. So, also, so in this way, seeing the difference between the part of me that doesn't change and part that changes, and then understanding that essentially what I am is the one that's not changing, because I'm always the same one, right? Are you somebody different? Do you say, Yes, when Raji went to school when she was in first grade, and then she saw that she had these friends and she went to the school. You don't say like this, right? You say, I went to school, I was, because you know first person. There are some Mahatmas that speak in third person. This Swami Ramatirtha, you know, before all the Indian immigration here, he was the second known great Mahatma to come here after, just very soon, then a few years after Swami Vivekananda, who came here to San Francisco Bay Area, also he was here. So he would talk, he would always talk Rama, third person about himself. Just talk, then he wouldn't say, I did this, I did it. Rama went here, Rama did this. That's what he would say. So in any case, so it's all, I'm always there, always the same. But all the other parts changing, so the difference is the body, everything coming and going, the body, the mind coming and going, but something there is constant. But it's identified with the changing phenomena and not what's constant, what is essential in it. And this is, in it, you know, this is essentially what Vedanta is pointing out. And then of course, first we understand a little theory, slowly we keep looking into, slowly to see the subtle differences, and then try to live up to see it. This is because anything else will still have to do with activity, any activity will have to do within the changing phenomena. So, the other, as we talked in the introduction, other practices, yoga, karma yoga, raja yoga, bhakti yoga, they can be very good for preparing the mind, making the mind more pure, more subtle, like this. Very helpful for that. Without that, it's very difficult. But there's still preparation. You know, you want to get into the medical school, you have to have a BA with chemistry, biology, blah, 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 this thing. This kind of thing, it's very helpful. And you got into medical school, but then you notice that you're, you know, this chemistry you don't understand, you have to go take a chemistry course to make up because you're not, it's needed for it. Same thing, we came to Vedanta and then there isn't the full chitta shuddhi. So I still have to take care of those. Like when I was at UC Berkeley, I went there. They all thought I'm just a few years older than I was, 35, because after the ashram, and they thought I'm like 25 or so. The kids there thought I'm just a few years older than them. So there are a lot of Chinese students who didn't know English well. I was amazed. So they come, they're studying the computer science in a language they don't know well, and on this, you're making up and studying English in parallel for this. Really amazing phenomenon, how hard they work like that. So it's like that, we studied this. So yes, the other, since I already have interest to inquire, doesn't mean I shouldn't, but then I see that something is lacking in the preparation like this. So good, so I, karma yoga I can do, right? Mm-hmm. I can do some other things in the meantime like this. So like this, but in any case, so going back to yours, so this is the deeper vision that why the wise don't get, you know, ups and downs from the worldly things, because the understanding, yes, it's going to come, it's going to go. It's not essential. The essence of it isn't me. Or if we look for, that's about me. A little further down, we saw the na sato vidyate bhavaha. I think it's number 16. Na bhavo vidyate sataha. So it's not just me, but in general, the whole world, it's the same thing. Just like myself, the whole world, there's the one constant existence, and then the changing phenomena. But the constant existence is always there. Because when you have a wave, it's water the whole time. It's not that this moment the wave is water, this moment it's Coca-Cola, this moment it's mango lassi, this moment it's oil. No, it's always water, right? So there's the constant thing there and the changing phenomena. So in this way, everything changing, so there is the background, which is the not changing. So in this way. So that's, when I look at the world, I see like this. Look at yourself, you're always the same. And then, always the same, one unchanging, eventually we see it's just one unchanging, like this. That's as we keep looking into it in this way. So that's why here, yes, gatasun external, gatasun internal, body, mind, or external world, everything comes and goes, but they understand that, the wise understand, see that it's the change of phenomena is just surface, but really what's constantly there isn't changing like this. And then of course, when somebody hears, they say, what? How can this be? I'm not so sure. How can it be like this? Because we're not used to it. But it's something really worth looking into, because what a huge difference it makes. Like, it's really a huge difference to think about that. What impact that has, somebody understands this. So that's why, you know, people that come to Vedanta class, what I recommend from my experience is say, you know, take 6 months, 1 year, better 1 year, sincerely study it, sincerely look into it. If after 1 year, you know, it's not doing anything, yeah, very good. At least you looked into, you tried. Otherwise, maybe one day I'll look into this. Right? When I retire. Everything you say, when I retire, most of those things we don't do in the end. So taking time to look into, very important. Look into sincerely. If you do sincerely, sure, it makes some difference, but if not, okay, you know. So in this way. So that's how the root of the problem, of all the problems, like this. Because, okay, the wave is going to go up and go down. It'll do it in, you know, in 1 minute or in 45 seconds. It'll do it in this shape or that shape. For the water, for the ocean, what difference does it make? There's a little like this, a little like that. So we make the big noise and deal, everything in my life in the end, but, you know, where somebody's young and they're thinking all these things, they go through life, so many ups and downs, then when they're very old, when they look back, they might be holding sorrow and regret, but if they really just look back, okay, these things happen like this, this thing happened like that, what's the big deal? Like that. So, he says in next one, natvevaham jatunasam, natvam neme janatipaha, nachayvana babishyamaha, sarveva mayatav param. So, nobody, not me, not you, not any of these other people, will not be there. We've always been there. So, now again, some philosophers will say the Atma is eternal, but it's not Paramatma. Atma is always there. So, okay, it's a nice idea, but the moment there's multiplicity, there's differences, then something is limited. If something is limited, it has to change. There can't be something limited that doesn't change. Look, the whole universe itself. The whole universe itself constantly, you know, disappears, comes back, this. You can't have the whole, if put something in the universe, how will it be there when the universe goes away after everything dissolves? So to say that there's, you know, Atma is limited in this, and then arguments some will give in some philosophies because of the body. But that's the upadhi, as we said. It's kind of like I'll say, well, look, I have electricity in this bulb, and I have electricity in that bulb. So the electricity must be a separate one because they're separate. What kind of logic is that? So this way, that the body, how can it be? And body is gone. Before you know, body's gone. They say Atma continues, so how can it be limited like this? And the mind is also upadhi like this. So seemingly different, but to have multiple eternal things doesn't make sense. Because if you have multiple ones, eternal, well, they'll say eternal, and you say eternal and changing, if you'll say it's eternal, but it changes. If something eternal, it changes, meaning some of what was there is not there anymore. Some of what wasn't there is there. So after some time, it's going to be like the body after 7 years, a totally different body. So how can it be eternal thing? It's eternal and changing. But here we say eternal and unchanging. Eternal and changing, yeah, the whole universe keeps going, going, going forever. It changes. But what's behind it, eventually you have to come to what isn't changing. And so that which isn't changing is within, is the essence of each person, and it can't be multiple ones, separate ones, because otherwise it just doesn't add up, doesn't make sense. Because the separation is as far as I see body-mind. Deep sleep, I don't see separation. So at some level, there isn't a separation like this. So he's saying here, well, you and all these people, and also they have a beginning end, and the end is inevitable. It can be today, tomorrow, in the week, doesn't matter. It's in this way. And the ones he is so worried about, Bhishma, right? Bhishma Pitamaha and Dronacharya, they're ready to fight with him also. And they're, you know, and before the war, they went and took, with Yudhishthira, they went and took blessings from Bhishma to fight him, right? Because they knew it's the right way. And he understands this is how it is, and then we do our duty and then be done with it like this. So, in this way, whatever comes together tomorrow will also separate like this. So, in this way, so, and some as a human, as individual, then some of our qualities are more important than just the immediate changing thing. That's the whole idea of dharma, having something more important than just the, you know, than just the petty small things in life. Otherwise, what's the difference between us and the, you know, the other animals? Some dharma is there, some understanding. So yes, so sticking to some higher principles is more important. That's more important than the, than just the means and the goal. The means don't matter for the goal. So this way. Okay. The dharma is more important than the attachment, like this. And then he gives a very good practical thing, how to deal with the things as they come and go. In next verse, number 13, I was saying 14. 13, Dehino sminyata dehe kaumaram yauvanam jara tata dehantara praptihi dhiraha tatra namuhyati. So the body goes through its cycle and changes. Everybody is born, they grow, you know, they grow, they mature, they go through things in life, slowly the body starts decaying like this. Some people say, oh, you look the same after 20 years. I say, yeah, but, you know, color here has changed a little. Give it another 5-10 years, it'll change more. It changes. So Vishnu used to say, you know, you see how, you know, turning gray, white, moment by moment, the fingers becoming stiff like a rod, moment by moment, and we talk about that on and on. Then he said, don't think, just how Vishnu's body is changing moment by moment, your body is changing moment by moment too. So it goes through the whole thing and then goes, and then eventually comes back, because then what, otherwise, who's going to pay your debt, right? Who's going to pay your phone bill? Nobody's going to pay your phone bill, you have to do it, right? So who's going to pay our karmic debt? You have to do it. So in this way, so the whole cycle is there. So this is just how it is, right? So again, this is the changing cycle. Since it's the changing cycle, what's there to be? You know, there's weather patterns, they come and go. What can I do about it? Nothing. Okay, global warming, we can do something in this, but there still will be weather patterns. There'll be rain, there'll be snow, there'll be heat. We can't do anything about that. So we have to, that's just how it is, right? There'll be daylight savings, they didn't ask us, so what can we do about it? So there'll be some things happening. So what happens naturally, what the nature of something for us to be concerned about, it's waste of energy like this. So if we really see, yes, everything born, goes to the cycle, dies, eventually, according to karma, comes again, does things. Okay, so then what's there to be concerned about the nature of something? Yes. And also to understand that's the nature of the world is the change. That's the nature, constant change. You can't make it different. Something's nature you can't change like this. It's like when people have pets of some wild animal. That usually we wouldn't want to have. People have pythons or something like this. Then it's their nature, you know. If tomorrow some human they'll attack or you or the neighbor's dog they'll have for lunch or this. It's nature. What are you going to do? You can't make it. It's nature to be different. So the nature of something is as it is. So for practically dealing with things, this next verse in 14. He gives very, very practical for just how to reflect on this, how to see it in our life. Matras parshaha tu kaunteya shita ushna sukha dukkadaha agama payinaha anityaha tam titikshasva bharata. So everything, the pairs of opposites come and go. The anything coming through the senses comes and goes. Right? The heat and cold. It was very cold. We had the heater on all the time. I put on a little bit here now because it's, you know, not too much insulation was here, but we didn't need so much. This morning I didn't put it on at all, so for some reason a little warm and no need. So constantly it's going to come and go. Everything comes through the senses, comes and goes. Then what happens is then I'm happy with a certain feeling of it and I'm not happy with another one. I prefer one and not another. And what happens then is they're going to come and go. They're not stable. You can't make them stay all for so long. So the more I'm conditioned that I'm used to a certain setup or a certain thing, then the more it'll be difficult for me when it's not there, like this. So tomorrow, you know, tomorrow there will be, like you said, atta, right? They're in the atta. No, we just have a few ones that they have in the shop right here. A few, but just a few. The most brands we want, not there. Okay, let's say you can't get chapati flour. You don't even guess. Okay. No. During pandemic, we can go only get one milk. Let's say there wasn't milk. Okay, we'd have to live without milk. I can't. How can I have my coffee without milk, my tea without milk, like this? In this way. So that adaptability needs to be there because things will always come and go and change. And then the moment it comes, I can see is it, if when the moment some experience is there, if it's making me elated, up, meaning it'll go down later. Something makes me not happy in this way. So seeing that whatever experience is there, whatever makes me elated, I should really observe, okay, the mind's getting elated, so what? In a little while, it's going to change the other way. Something makes me go down, depressed because of something, what's going to happen pretty soon, it's going to be. Because it's conditioning, the mind's conditioning. So I should learn the balance that when something comes that I think is, oh, I feel very bad about it, I should just think, yes, okay, that came. It'll go soon. And then things are making me very happy, excited, I should say, okay, very good. Pretty soon that'll also go away. So then what? That, I get caught. And then it brings sukha dukkha, brings in the mind, ups and downs, but those states of mind are also temporary. So then the temporary thing, I'm so caught up in it. So this is a very practical approach, just observing yourself and seeing this, and then seeing then, yeah, go by. I have no choice but to act, later on we'll say. You have to do something, you do your duty best you can, and leave it at that because it'll just keep going. So this is, Sri Krishna giving very practical advice on this. And then of course from there, then slowly I can, less I'm caught up in the things, easier to see that I'm sakshi, that I'm the observer, not the individual caught up in things like this. And then the person who has this balance, who knows how to, in number 15, who knows that they're not, that they're the observer of the senses, of the mind, that they're not actually, they could step back, tells about this person. Nahi na vyatayanti ete purusham purusharshabha samad dukhasukam dhiram saha amritatvaya kalpate. The person who isn't perturbed by these things, who's equanimous in these states. This one is a fit student, somebody who's fit adhikari for atmajnana. Because they're not caught up in those things, they can look at it clearly. It's like they want to nominate somebody as a judge. So of course, the way our government now does it, they do it in the wrong way. They want to see which side are they going to, you know, what are their, are they more conservative, more liberal? That's what they're looking at more than are they previously a good judge. Like, what is the name? Ruth, what was her name? The one who passed away 2 years back. The one. Yeah, Ruth Ginsburg. Yeah, Ruth Ginsburg, like this. when she became, decades ago, when she got into Supreme Court, 98 voted for her. 98 out of 100. I think one abstained, one against, I don't know, but 98. Maybe it was 97. So then it was because of the quality, not because of liberal ethics. But in any case, the important thing is when you nominate a judge, the right thing is because they're impartial and they look at the things deeply, clearly, not because of their any other agenda. So here, the one who wants to look into this, you know, a scientist has some agenda, they're attached to their theory, they won't write it, look at it closely. And then other peers are going to review and they're going to point out faults in it, and they're going to have excuses against it instead of looking closer at the theory and try to prove it. So this way also, here, I have one needs that balance. That I am not caught up in it. I'm caught up in the worldly things. How am I going to look at what's behind it? I'm caught up in the surface. I can't look further. So that's saying the one who the world isn't throwing around here and there, they can really look into this. So that's why. And the preparation. This is a nice thing about it. Certain things I'm not fully prepared. Certain things easy, certain not. But here it's giving practical, as previous verse, practical way how to look into, and here what it would lead to. So later on, samattvam yoga uchyate. Yoga is, you know, keeping a balance, with balanced state with whatever comes and goes. Swami Paramarthanandaji, this translation is his. He says that that when something shocking, something unexpected comes, you say what? You know what? He says the Mahatma will be what, but very soon the so what will come. You know, so for the Adhikari maybe takes a few hours or something very big a while like this so what. But for something what the so what will come pretty soon after. Okay, so what? Okay. Like this. So this is where it leads to and what's important. And then we can see, of course, everything we go through in life, it's going to come and go. Whatever situation I have now, a few years down the line, some of it may be the same, but a lot will change. Tomorrow, you know, my time to leave to check out. Right? We checked in, and then after some time to check out. Right? We came to this convention here, then time to leave. So I'll check out and then this will be gone. The whole situation is gone. Where is it for you? Left, not yours anymore. Then whatever I have to deal with next. So then it's going to be gone. So if I think like this, situation now is a good training ground then. Very good training, but whatever situation I have is a good training ground that I can learn this. Because then we'll say, what is life for this? Just illusion. Good. So for the master, it's illusion. For us, we don't see it as illusion, but then it's a good training ground to see that. Because all situations, learning how to keep the balance. It's a wonderful tool like this. And then, you know, we can, how wonderful like this? So in this way. Somebody once asked Ramana Maharshi, how is it decided which karmas you get? You know, what birth, what main karmas will come to you. So he said that the God gives you what's best for you, for your growth. So whatever's best for your growth. So one thing about this, is very nice from what Lakshmi was saying about when she was bringing up some questions. Really, in the end, is that when you have something, some instrument or something, it's what you use it for, how it's useful for you are more important than other ideas about it. So here, when somebody is just sees life is random and everything thrown here and there, so let me just try to keep some balance, let me just try to enjoy best I can, and that's it. So then there's no anchor for them. So the anchor doesn't necessarily make everything totally clear and fully understood, but it stabilizes. So the outlook in life helps to stabilize. So if my outlook in life, yes, that God has given me opportunity so I can grow, so I can learn to develop qualities, I can learn to more dharma. And then that's what my life is for. And then with this, I can inquire. Then I have the opportunity to inquire deep into what's behind all this. Very good. That's the anchor. It doesn't mean that now you have the key exactly what life is, and let me preach to the whole world like this, like you know a lot of religion does. No. Maybe a religion gives some view like this that makes it stable and easy for somebody to go through things and gives an opportunity then to seek for something deeper. Very good. So it's like an anchor and clarifies things. Gives a direction like this. So this is where it's my outlook like this can be very helpful like this. Much easier to go through things. Somebody that has a direction, what to work towards, then easier to go through things. Somebody who doesn't have a direction, then much harder because they'll get thrown here and there and everything in this way. So Swami Chinmayananda, he would say, you know, that's why I have the highest goal. You might not get there now, this life, but you'll go through things so much easier because other things won't disturb you. Very, very good advice. Of course, you know, still looking for a higher goal, better to look into, but then the other things will become small stuff. So in any case, then this verse which we pulled together with the 16:11, we just pulled them together. Na sato vidyate bhavaha, na bhava vidyate sataha, ubhayoho api drishtaha antaha, tu anayoho tatva darshidihi. The wise people see that whatever is always there, the substance behind everything, the existence, is always there. It can never not be there. Anything that doesn't have substance is never really there, it just seems to be there. And so the wise see the difference between these two, between changing and unchanging. That the unchanging, whatever changes in the end is mithya. It's borrowed existence. You know, if we have the whiteboard here, you know, they do shadow puppet play. People sometimes do it with their hands. They do amazing things that they make with their hands and a shadow, and you know, suddenly there's a person there, there's a deer there, all these things are there. We saw once this, you know, nowadays with YouTube and all this, especially pandemic, we learned so many more things how to see. This Got Talent around the world, right? Amazing. It's America Got Talent. Now any little smallest country in the world, it'll be Got Talent, right? So I think it was British. These people did this whole play, everything. Everything was just them in shadow. So of course, people, it's easy. But then whether it's a house, whether it's a dog, anything just from themselves, in the shadow, it looks like this. You see the shadow. Amazing. In this way. Now, the light is there, and the shadow is created. The shadow of substance. Shadow doesn't have a substance, right? It depends on the light. It's borrowed existence. It doesn't stand on its own. Without the light, not there. So, its substance is borrowed from this. The shadow there is something, but a movie is a better example because the substance of the movie is the light. Everything happening on the screen, nothing is really there. You know, we get all caught up in emotional or this, you know, worried or laughing, but really, nothing happened there. It was just the light. And you take away the light, where's the whole movie? The power goes out. The movie stops. Hey, what happened in this? Oh, the film, I can keep rolling the film if you want. We need the light for it to appear, right? Like this. You just imagine, keep imagining. So it needs that. So the mithya means that it's an appearance. Because something appears as something else. So that what's there is not what it seems to be, because you just don't see clearly what it is. Like when you go to sleep, the whole dream seems so real. But it just is, it's not really real. It depends on existence. That's maybe not as good example for at least what we're looking at this moment. But so whatever is constantly there can appear as something else, and then due to the upadhi, it seems to be something else. So the original is there. You take out the original, what seems to be there is gone. Okay. Your reflection in the mirror, if you move away, it's gone. It doesn't have an independent existence. It borrows existence from you. So the wave borrows the existence of the water, the ring from the gold. So we say the whole creation is, exists. The existence, sat, is there. And if you take that existence away, where's the world? The substance. Substance has to exist. So we say it's the existence itself. You take that away, where's the world? And world is a changing phenomenon. So there's the substance behind it. But we're caught up in the changing phenomena that we don't see this. And we can't see it also because we can only see changing. Eyes can see light waves, so change. Ears can hear, right, the change, like this. So it's only changing, the mind, thoughts, its waves, it's change. So we can only perceive of change. So we can't perceive of it in that way. But we have to understand. Like, so you never perceive. That's two mantras later, says aprameya, aprameyaha. It'll never be an object of perception. So people have vision of God or this, but you'll never see the God, experience the God. You can't, unfortunately. Sorry. You know. Yeah. So this is the inconvenient truth, like this, because to see it, to experience it, means you're experiencing change. So that can't be. So whatever appears, it can't be the substance in this way. This is the amazing thing about it. That's why this is so subtle and hard to point out, because it's there all the time, but you can't. But the thing, you know you're there all the time. You just have to remove the parts that put aside the parts that are changing, and then there's just the unchanging's there, and you are that. But it'll never be something you experience. So this way, that's why it doesn't change. And what changes doesn't really have its independent existence. So it's as good as, in the end, it's as good as just appearing like this, as good as an appearance like this, the whole world. So this is where it looks at deeper like this. So how can that be? Well, the particles jump in out of existence, right? This whole world is from those little things. It's as good as, like, so many things. Yes, your question.
The question is, I mean, the Atma, it must have been from the original form, right? There must have been some point it was in an original form.
What was the original form?
Atma.
Atma is never form.
It's not.
Because what form, if it has a form, it's limited, and it's limited changes. Form means it's something limited in space. When space isn't there, the consciousness Atma is still there. So you can't say that it started from somewhere.
Okay, yeah. So what is the purpose of, you know, coming in form? Taking the form.
Well, here. We gave a reason. I can grow and learn. The thing is, from our perspective, if I want to, you know, to have a meaningful existence, then yes, for dharma, for growth in this, I can take like this. You'll say, how did I take the form?
I take the form? Okay. Yeah.
How did you take it? Did you have this dream last night? Sometime. You dreamt sometime,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How did you take on the form in the dream? How did you take it on? You forgot your waking form. Right? Through veil of ignorance. Interesting. This actually points out what we're going to bring up next time. So good, we'll discuss more next time. Through the veil of ignorance, deep sleep. And then some ideas projected and you identify with that because of ignorance of Shaila, living in Fremont and this, right? Like this. So that covered, and then you could project something else. First, avarana, avarana shakti. Then vikshepa shakti, projecting other ideas. So, Atma, never changing this, but there is somehow covered, and then because of that I think I'm something else. Because of avidya, then the vikshepa comes. So you say, how did it start? Well, when you wake up from the dream, there's no question of how it started. It just was, it didn't have a substance, right? So how does it happen? First of all, look at it closely. When you see that it's, once we see that it's maya, that it is an illusion, then there's no how. It doesn't have a substantial existence. So that's the thing is, there's certain questions like this. How does it happen? Why did it happen? When did it happen? All these. When you see that it's mitya, that it's just an appearance, there's no question about it anymore. The question is gone. Somebody tells you a whole complex, the story, this thing happened, oh really, really, and what caused, where did that come from? And then he tells you, oh yeah, it's in a book I read. It's, you know, he was just saying, he didn't say a person in a book. Then why it happened, where, doesn't matter anymore. Oh, it's a nice story, very good, yeah, let's go have a cup of tea. Then you're not so concerned because you see that it was just something that doesn't have substance. So once you see that myself as the limited being is just an idea, it's not, it doesn't really have, it's not real, then where's the question of where it came from? It's appeared. So that's the thing. You can't, because within the dream you don't know it's a dream, outside the dream you know. Then it doesn't matter. So this is how it is. Atma never took form, seems to have taken. And when I know it seemingly, then there's nothing else.
Yeah, it's just reminding me of what I was reading in Dharmapada the other day. There was a person asking Buddha about the same kind of question, like philosophical questions of why and what. And then his example was like, let's say you are hit by an arrow. Your goal is to remove the arrow. You won't be questioning at that time, who made this arrow? How did it hit me? Or it, those are irrelevant. Because if you start thinking about those things, you'll die. You get focused in this.
That's the other point about it. That's the point that why it's important for me to look into it. That's the exact reason why it's important to look into it. You want to cure more than see the reason. The other side is you'll never find a reason also. You'll never find. Because when you have an imaginary thing and something happens there, why did it, that imaginary thing, the moment you know it's imaginary, there's nothing to look at why. There's
it's
no
like
why.
It will be ready to tell.
Yeah, exactly. So these are the two things about that. Yeah, very good. That's for the practical thing. Dhammapada Swami Tattvinandanandu just gave talks in Delhi about it in English. He teaches in Telugu also, you know, but in India, but then he gave like this, so it's on YouTube if you look up Swami Tattvinandanandu. Dhammapada, I didn't hear the talks. I was thinking to, but then other things I was studying, I didn't want to stop in the middle. So you can, you know, for 1 week he gave talks there, so they're all on YouTube. Oh. And then we got to our time. In any case, that's a very nice overview of what we've been doing so far. Yeah, with this, you know, all one just has to sincerely stick to it and look into, understand. You know, shravanam like this, hearing about the things, reflecting on them, understanding. Questions come up, why like this? You hear, you reflect on it. Just because an answer is given, it's not, you know, okay, it was given, now I'm done. You know? You have to keep looking at it, mananam like this. So yes, because I have to keep looking and looking at it and then see, you know, on the one hand from my introspection, and the other hand, you know, the instrument has some issues, you know, that I have to become aware of them, not see the defects, oh, forget like this, see, and then rectify best I can because it gets in the way of where I want to go. The car doesn't work well, I'm not fixing it just for the fun or this, or, you know, but because then I'll get to the destination easier. So I see those things. But, you know, it doesn't mean the car that has to be in perfect shape to reach the end, but more chances it'll get caught in something. So more chances I won't be able to see clearly with people. So I have to rectify them also, work on it slowly, slowly, be patient. And what other choice do we have? You know, other choice is just to stay caught up, you know, stay caught up in the dream. Good choice. Let's finish with that for today. Nice little review, and then we'll continue next time. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.